Tony Zaiter, I managed to test sign Eo Toshinaiva, Rebbe Yopin Chasli.
Good morning. At the end of this week's Pasha, the last Pasuk of this week's Pasha is Eshapsoy Saiti Shmeiru. The Pasha Shapsoy is talking about Shabbos's Yom Tovim. And you should fear my Mikdosh Ani Hashem. The fearing of the Mikdosh Ani Tirou is a mitzvah asei, which is brought in Pashas Kedoshim also. Sefer Achinuch brings it down in Pashas Kedoshim. Which is the mitzvah say of Meir Mikdash, which the pashtus of the mitzvah say is referring to the Beis Hamikdash itself. But la halacha lemaisa, it's a shaila with the pashtus, it's a divrei kabbalah, and then with the mitzvah say deraisa, that Mikdash Haitiro is relevant to every Beis Knesses and Beis Hamedrash. And therefore I would like to speak about it a few halachas, and perhaps try and clarify a few halachas on Meir HaMikdash, on the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Shulchan Aruch in Tzim Kuf and Aleph Paskat. Bote Knesses and Bote Medrashes. Now the difference between Bote Knesses and Bote Medrashes is in the times of the Gemara there was a special place where they got together to daven, and there was a place where they used to sit and learn. The place where they used to get together and sit and learn was called the Beis Medrash. And a place where they got together and daven, that was the Bote Knesses. This is the Shultz. Ein Noig Bem Kalas Rosh. You're not allowed to be Noig Kalas Rosh. Now what is Kalas Rosh? Kegoin. Explains the Shulchan Aruch. What is the Kalas Rosh? Schoik, which is jokes. Vehitul is chaperai, I think. Besicha betela, and people which are schmoozing one with each other, vein euchlin sham, vein euchlin v'sheisim behem. You're not allowed to eat or drink in them, vein miskashtim, means look after personal needs to fix yourself up. It's called miskashtim. V'lem etaylim behem, it can't be used to be smedish as a place just for walking around. V'lem nichnos behem ne'achamo, the Bechamo Pnei Achamo, Bekshom Pnei Akshomim, you're not allowed to enter the Beis Knesses, to shelter from the sun, or to shelter from the rain. This is the Shulchan Aruch, this is the mitzvah of Meir HaMikdash. No, when it's raining, you're not allowed to go in to shelter from rain. And when it's the sun shining, you're not allowed to go in. We'll soon see about Shina. Shina is another sif in Shulchan Aruch. The Talmidei Chachamim, the Talmidein, Mutom Lishtes, Lechel V'Lishtes Be'em Midoichak. Shteta Halacha, even though there's also Lishtes, Lechel, in the Beis Knesses, Talmidei Chachamim, and not only Talmidei Chachamim, Talmidein, people which come to learn by the Talmud of Chachamim, who told him, Lishtes, Lech of Lishtes, Behem, and Deuchak, they are allowed to. So the Ram already in Megillah already asked the question, what type of protection does the Talmud of Chachamim have that they're allowed to eat and drink in the Bote Knesses and Bote Medrashes? The Ramah finishes off, V'yasha Imrim, the Beis HaMedrash, Afilu Shaloi Midoichak Shorah. That in the Beis Medrash, that means in the place where she's made to sit and learn, is even if it's not midoichak, that means it's not something which is essentially needed, but it would be more comfortable to eat and drink within the Beis Medrash, it's also allowed. I think this is the heter where we're all sitting here and drinking our teas. Is because of... It does not say achilik between achilis kva, achilis arai. There's no such difference. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Indian, it's Meir HaMikdash, we say this is the respect which is demanded to a mokum which has a kedusha, and that itself is something for us to realize that we sit down together. This is the kerach of a rabbin. The rabbin comes into a place and is kaveh that this place we're going to sit and learn. The place is holy. This is what we are doing to the place. We managed to be mekav.
They use it to function, the whole.
The dams and belt breaking them. From a hole first, davening later, all these things. I hope to be able to touch most of the nekudas. Now, the first thing which needs explaining in what protected is the Talmud Chacham, which we see here, there's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. One says it's only midoychak, if it's essentially needed for his learning. And for his learning, Kilu, he's allowed to disrespect the Beis HaKnesses. And Beis HaMedrash, in Ramah, it says, Paskins V'Shem Dayan, as Shalom Midoychik, also anything which is make things more comfortable, you're allowed to drink, eat and drink. What is the Hezbah Adov? So the Emes is, there's 2 ways of understanding it. There's one way, I think, which the Magen Avraham goes. Magen Avraham says, there is late in Shulchan Aruch brought that you're allowed to be maspid, hespid, godl, or when you need, if you need tzorche mitzvah, if you need a gathering, to gather the oilum together, to discuss something which is related to a mitzvah, so then you're allowed to use the Beis Knesses as a place for discussion about something, tzorche mitzvah, pidyon shvuim, tzedakah, all these type of things are permitted, if it's to use the Beis HaKnesses, because that is not a steward to Meir Mikdash, because this is Tzorcha Mitzvah. Says the Magen Avraham, Memela, if somebody, a Talmud Chacham, uses the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis Medrash for learning, so if he uses it for Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash for learning, so therefore, his eating and drinking is part of his learning, because if we don't sit down to a shiur with a coffee, we'll be all asleep. So therefore, this is part. That's why the Talmidim are the same as Talmid as the Chachomim himself, because this is going to help us to keep awake or to have the koyach to sit and learn. So Meir Black is Tzorche Mitzvah. Tzorche Mitzvah is Mutter to be done in a Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash. As if Lachir will uplearn the Magen Avraham. There is another halacha, and this is the halacha which somebody spoke about before, which is the halacha in Sif Gimel. Ein yishenim beveis haknesses, afilu shinas arad. Here, about sleeping in the beis haknesses, so that is, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to sleep bechlal in the beis haknesses, even a shinas arad, which we would call a dremel. Fall asleep just for a second, for a few minutes, is not allowed in a Beis HaKnesses. Avol beBeis HaMedrash, but in a Beis HaMedrash, Muta, it is allowed. Now the Shulchan Aruch here does not go into any details for who it's Muta. The Mashmos Kilu is in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Beis HaMedrash, a person is allowed to walk into the Beis HaMedrash and decide he wants to spend his night sleep here and wants to sleep overnight. The Beis Medrash, it doesn't have any problem. It doesn't say Talmud Chochem, it doesn't say Talmud Deim, it says a klolis tegeheta. Now that itself needs an explanation. Achila v'shtia is the Ramah only said, that's the Ramah before. Ramah said, the Beis Medrash, afilu shelo midirich hakshara, it's only the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch didn't learn that way, only learned Rabbanu v'Talmud Deim, which is a heta for Talmud Chochem. And for Beis HaMedrash, it does not say bechlal any conditions by who and when is allowed to be done. The emes is the kiveg of an art. He says the makor of the Shulchan Aruch is a gemara in Brachos. The gemara in Brachos speaks about a completely different halacha. The gemara is speaking there that the person is not allowed to learn when there is a bad smell. So what happens? The gemara says in the Beis HaMedrash, where part of the Beis Medrash used to be learning by night, and part of them used to be sleeping. So by doing the sleep, there was sometimes exposure to bad smells. So the Gemara says, on the bad, the smell has no mekoyo. So if you have something which is giving out a bad smell, so then you're not allowed to learn in front of it. But if it's a reach she'en le'ikah, and you are not the one who gave out that smell, therefore it's mutter to learn in such a condition. It's a Gemara in Brochus in Mishimais. So the question is, but the Mashma Klor in the Gemara, as they were sleeping in the Beis Medrash. And the talk here, this was the system. The system was that they were sleeping, and the part of the Talmidim was sleeping, and part of the Talmidim were not sleeping. So therefore, the Mashma says that sleeping is allowed in the Beis Medrash. So Kveri comes and asks the Kasha, who told you after this was Retach the Talmid Chachamim? These were the people which were learning in the Beis Medrash. And Rabbanim and Talmidim is a different din. Tzorich mitzvah. As if you learn like the Morgan Avraham, it's all tzorich mitzvah. So how can the Shulchan Aruch come and say that it's mutter to sleep in the Beis Medrash without any other condition? So I think there is another Hezbollah. I'm not sure if the Morgan Avraham is masking to this. Or whether it's the Domach Hezbollah. The Hezbollah is brought in the Gan, the Mashmos in the Gan is that way. Because the Gemara Megillah, when the Gemara says that you're allowed to eat, the Talmid Chachom have a special heter. They're allowed to eat in the Beis Medrash. Says the Gemara, Omarove, Chachomim, Talmidim, Mutorim. They're allowed to have an off in the Beis Medrash. Why? The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my Bei Rabbonon, Beis Ed Rabbonon. A Beis Medrash is called Bei Rabbonon. This is the house of the Rabbonon. So the translation is, that means is where does the Talmud Chacham live? He lives in the Beis Medrash. So therefore he's allowed to be noisin me from the Beis Medrash. In Zindagan is Mashma, since this is the house of the person of the Talmud Chacham when he's living, so part of the tashmishim of a bais is that's why he eats and why he drinks. A person in his personal house, that's the makom where he eats and drinks. Which the mashmos l'chorin, the hezbah of the heter of Talmud Chacham to eat in the Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses is because this is his house, which l'chorin steht to a completely different husband than the Morgan Avraham. Means is that the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses L'chor gives the din that als derech eretz for a mokum which is made for tefillah, you're not allowed to eat and drink because that's an argument kalas roish. So when is it considered kalas roish if you're doing something which is not, the place was not made for it? But if the place was made for this purpose, and that is because it's the house of the Rabbonim, because the Talmid Rachamim are here, this is where the place where they're sitting and learning. If this is the place where they're sitting and learning, and it's their personal house, so they have a right to do whatever is done in their house. So if that is the pshat, it's not pshat because it's tzorich mitzvah. Between the Morgan Avraham and the Hezbollah, which we're explaining now. Because if you learn that the head of the Beis Medrash is because I want to go now and sit and learn, so I need to eat and drink, so then you're only allowed to go and eat and drink if you're going to sit and learn. But if we say the head is because Bei Rabbonon, because the Talmud Chacham, where does he live? He lives in the Beis Medrash. So the Moshe, the Talmud Chacham had to go out for a few minutes to the marketplace to buy some stuff. And then he came back to the Beis Medrash, even though he hasn't been learning now. But since this is where he lives during the day, so therefore he's allowed to sit down and eat and drink, even that is not a tzorich of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because this is be'etzem the place where he lives. And l'chor, this will be the nafkamina, which was the shayla which you spoke about before. If we have the moshel, this place itself, which is a simcha hall, which this place was made be'etzem for making simchas, by making it into a Beis Medrash or the Beis Knesses, it's not going to change the Tashmish for what it's made for. Because the das is nishkin stira to the Meir HaMikdash. The Meir HaMikdash is a place which was made for davening or made for being a Beis Medrash. So there is only allowed to be used for the usage which is in respect to the tashmish which it's made for. But Masha Ein Kein, a place which is one, if the tashmishim is essentially part of the place, and this is where the head of the Talmid Chachamim come, the Talmid Chachamim have a right to sit and learn. They live in the Beis Medrash, so anything which is part of their living in the Beis Medrash is mutter to be done in the Beis Medrash. In the Beis Knesset also. That is
the same laws apply to Beis Knesset.
At the moment, the only difference in Beis Medrash and Beis Knesset, the present moment which we see in the Shulchan Aruch, is legabe Yeshenim. Yeshenim state in Beis Knesset you're not allowed to, in Beis Medrash you're allowed to. That's the only place the difference. Now this one I'm going to come and explain what is the difference. He said, if Tnai helps, it doesn't machlokes is Hashem, if Bechlal Tnai helps. See, if you use conditional, if you're not using it for Etzim, for Simchas, so I don't know if it has that, if the condition itself can help. If it's used for Simchas and then turned into Beis Medrash, that's no Sofik. If it's the opposite way, I think it's touching a machlokes is Hashem, I don't want to paskin. That's not my wrong. I'm not here to paskin. Come to bring through the Sugya.
I just want to ask one question. The Ashivativ Iver.
Does is a sugya for itself, and this I think the Torah way is not long enough to explain that part. It's a sugya for itself. There's siddas al chalachas, and these conditions to it also. I don't want to diverge from where I'm trying to explain now. So the yisoid is, once we've already told the Vaki yisoid, that the head of Talmid HaChom could be, because by Beir Rabbanon it becomes their personal house. So then we have to be done. What is a Beis Medrash? So Beis Knesset is a place where we get together and we daven. So if we get together and daven, so it's understandable that coming together and daven has nothing to do with sleeping. But coming to a Beis Medrash is a place where we sit and learn. In this pshat is because we have to fall asleep on the Gemara. No, that's not the tachlis. No, the pshat is different. A person be'etzim is mechuyav in Talmud Torah. Until when is he mechuyav Talmud Torah? Until he falls asleep. The atom, the learning is essentially connected that a person who learns until he falls asleep. When he falls asleep, that's when he's finished learning. So in the binyan of the Beis Medrash, when you've done the chatchila, the binyan Beis Medrash, the sleeping was never excluded, because sleeping is not part of davening. For other people it is, but it shouldn't be. But in learning, it is something which is naturally accepted, fakat, because Talmud Torah daf melanon, until you can't. When can't? When you fall asleep. So therefore, the sleeping be'etzim is not a stira, be'cheftz is not a stira to the binyan of the Beis Medrash. Therefore, once we've set away the gdush of the Beis Medrash, sleeping is not called kalas rosh to Beis Medrash, because part of the tashmish of Beis Medrash is, I learn till I fall asleep, and then I learn further. I remember when I was a boch in Yerushalayim, I went to learn in Malas HaTorah, in Shari Chesed. I didn't learn in the yeshiva. One afternoon, I went to sit there. I don't remember what the reason was. I decided I'm going to sit there in the Beis Medrash HaGro in Shari Chesed. I would like to learn this. In the back bench, Shmuel Auerbach, he learns there on the back bench. So it's very interesting to see. He learns until he falls asleep, and then he just lays himself flat out. Sleeps for half an hour, then back up again, and just keeps trucking. This is the Yisoid was, das ist der Hauptnisch genannt der Versach. The Beis Medrash is made where he sleeps and when he learns. This is what, how things work. When Meili, in Tchilas Gdushasa, from the Beis Medrash, there's no stira in sleeping. And therefore, even the Shulchan Aruch, which legabe Talmid Rachamim, the Shulchan Aruch would be masking to the, we hold Efshad like the Morgan Avraham, and he holds the Tony Mutal Tzorich Mitzvah, that the whole head of Talmud Rechomim and Beis Knesset is only Mutal Tzorich Mitzvah, because you say it is, because in Kedushas Beis Knesset, it's a stira. Sleeping, eating, drinking has nothing to do with davening. Therefore, the only head which is allowed to be done is only for Talmud Rechomim, because this is helping them towards doing what they have to be doing in the Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash. So therefore, he doesn't hold that that's only a hatam idoichak. Masha'enkin, in the Geyashino, when we're talking, coming to sleeping, in Beis Medrash, Shina is nishkin kalas roish. Shina is not a stira to what Beis Medrash is made for. And therefore, in the Shino, the Shulchan Aruch, Yisoyde does not make a difference, and said that Shina is allowed in the Beis Medrash in all occasions. Another nafka mina, which we, between what we said between the Morgan Avraham and the Hezbo of the Morgan Avraham and the Hezbo which we're trying to explain B'Shem Diran, would be very simple. in something which is a Beis Knesset and a Beis Medrash. So the emphasis is the Bi'a Alocha, Klaus the Shaila, was it Zayin with a Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash, does it have the Heterim of a Beis, of a Beis Medrash? Is L'chora, it's Tolinai Hezbo. To be matched in a Beis, something which is a place where it's a Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash, so therefore, Be'etzim to sleep in it is a bizoyan to the Beis Knesset. It's true to the Beis Medrash, it's not a bizoyan because it's part of learning. But since it's a Beis Knesset too, so sleeping in it would be a bizoyan to the Beis Knesset. Now the only nafkimin is that the hat of sleeping would be like a chile shtiv tamid rachomim. If somebody's in the middle of learning and he feels very tired and he would go to fall asleep and then it would help him to learn further, so the tzorich mitzvah of them hotter the matter from the tzorich mitzvah which the Magen Avraham allows in the Beis Knesset also. But for a friend, the person to go into a place which is a Beis Knesset and a Beis Medrash, to go and sit and go and sleep, not being it part of his learning program or of his davening program, l'chora, l'fi what we are masbir, it would not be allowed. Because at the end of the story, sleeping is not a stira to a Beis Medrash, but sleeping is a stira to the Beis Knesset. And therefore, falling asleep in the middle of learning would be allowed. But to go to sleep in a Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, would not be allowed. This is the chelik of halacha, which I would like to say, b'negiah, mikdosh ha'tziro. The second part I would like to talk, explain the psukim. Psukim ha'lachay are very shver, and the mefashim are very busy with this. The end of Parshas Behar, we're be'etzim speaking about somebody which was sold, v'chisasi g'yad ger toishov imoch, moch ochicha imoch, v'nimkele ger toishov imoch, o'leke mishpachas ger, we're talking about a yid which was sold as an eved ivri to a goy. And then, after the whole story of all its halachas, so the pasuk finishes off, Kli b'nei Yisrael avadim, the Rebbe Shalom says, at the end of the story, you all my avadim, asher tzeitzim eret tzama ani Hashem alekech. Continues the pasuk, two pasukim. First pasuk says, le'sasu lechem elili mufes lamatzev alesikim lochem, that you're not allowed to be served by the Zohar. And the last pasuk is, shapsoi sa tishmeru, u'mikdosh yitirou, ani Hashem. And the Mefarshim all busy, where does it come into, not the Eved, what does it have to do, these last two psukim to do, with the Eved, which is working for a goy. And the first pasuk, Rashi himself, does help us out, Rashi explains us, why is Leisasa Lechem Elilim, says Rashi, Keneged Zeanim Kelabedis Kichovim, Shloyeim Ohoil V'Rabi Migala Arayis, Afanika Moise, Ohoil V'Rabi Eved Abedis Kichovim, Afanika Moise. Rabbi Michal Shabbos, Afanikumoyu, Lechach Nemo Mikroes Halolu. So Rashi tries to explain why these mitzvahs have to be stressed again, because somebody is working for a goy, you think, since my Rabbi is doing this way, I'm also allowed to do it this way. Now the Posht of Pshat, Echetesis, or Mensch Meinen, because his Rabbi is allowed to do, and he's allowed to do, is the emphasis of Sedan of Ruin Yecheskel, so I didn't have much time to set up. But when the Ruin Yecheskel, the Klal Yisrael came with his Taina. As Eved Shemoch Rabboi, the Klal Yisrael went into Golos, they felt killed, the Benjamin sold them to the Amim, or they're not Meshubba to be Noik Yichol Amim. So the Izebs and Akud, it seems, that people thought that they want to inherit the soul, but we're under the auspices of the Ruin Yishleim, and we have to keep Terah Mitzvahs. In Chutz Loretz, where we're not under the auspices of the Rosh and Ki'ilu, that's what they thought. Therefore they thought they have to feel Zich Kichol Amin. But I think the explanation of Rashi is different. The Yisoid is that the person naturally gets influenced by his environment. A person who's lived in a place where the place is where Shem and Shabbos, you keep Shabbos, and somebody brought up in a yeshuv in that soul where everybody keeps Shabbos, and the first time walks into a place and he sees a car on Shabbos, a kenish das nag on Shabbos. This is something which, why? Because to him Shabbos means as Allah hidden Shabbos. The sort of the influence of the surroundings is that the more we see people not doing the way we are living, the more it influences us, it cools us off, it takes away our enthusiasm. We don't have the koyach always to withstand the nisoyim when the nisoyim comes up. Bis wir hebt uns zu machen, Kolmina, Ethereum, yes, this is allowed, that's allowed, I can't manage without this, I can't manage without that. All these tzuchim are coming because the surrounding are doing it in a certain way, and I can't, so therefore it's hard. And this is the chayil that has been Rashi from that means is my environment, the person on top of me, whoever is influencing me, is doing all these type of things. So by me itself, things get much colder. And avada, I wouldn't have liked to, but listen, things lose the right proportion, the right respect. Towards that, the Torah finishes off and says, as special azora, verkehrt, when you dreh sich between goyim, a person has to be specially mechazik himself to disconnect from that influence. A person has to make sure that the influence of the emuna, the street is full of kfira. Anything you read or see or experience within the wider world is a complete proclamation, the liberation does not exist. And this itself cools us off in our personal emuna. A person, be'etzim, has to be living constantly with Shivisi Hashem Kinek Disomid. The Rebbein Shalem is constantly in front of our eyes. And a person, when he comes and he handles with people which do not live that way, automatically he forgets it. If the people are interested in thinking that Aleheim Asiyadeim Aleheim, that whatever we create, this is our God, we have the Yecholus, we can do projects, we can conquer things, we can manage things, and it's all we, and we can. And then at the end of the story, the influence of the person is, ich bin ja ein Mann damals, und nicht der Rebbeinu Shalom für die Geschäft. Aber he can ruin it, and he can sometimes do things good, but at the end of the story, it's me. And this is Leisas Olchem Elilim, which a person has to fight itself against the Ashpor. Against the Ashpor, which the outside is Mashpia to us, which tries to influence us, that there is somebody that we have a Yecholus, it's not us. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we have to constantly live with the Rebbeinu Shalom in front of us. The Chiddush which we see by Yosef HaTzadik when he was in Mitzrayim, V'chol asher oyse Hashem atzliach. So Rashi says, why? Because Shem Shomayim Shogu B'fiv, the Yosef HaTzadik constantly, when he was in Mitzrayim, with Kula Ovdei Avodah Zarah, he made sure that the Shem Shomayim didn't leave his lips. Everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom is doing this, the Rebbeinu Shalom is doing this, the Rebbeinu Shalom is doing this, the Rebbeinu Shalom is doing that. And the Melech the Siyata the Shmai was that he realized, as much as we think of the Rebbeinu Shalom, as much as the Rebbeinu Shalom is with us. And this is the first passage which the passage wants to say, it's not only in talking about that somebody believes that he's talking Rebbeinu Shalom, but somebody idealized different things, different ideals. He thinks that the Izzy Yeshua can come from different things. And he thinks that he believes, as we said, about the person is mechuyev to make ishtadlus in everything. The problem with sakana is when we start believing in ishtadlus. Ishtadlus is not something which we believe in, it's something which we have to do. As much as we have to eat, and we have to drink, we have to, is daf machen ishtadlus, in parnose, in atzloch, in everything, there is an ishtadlus. Without ishtadlus, nothing's going to happen. The famous Sifri in Parshas Rei, but the Rebbeinu Shalom says, "Brachte mechol asher tase." The Rebbeinu Shalom says, "I'm going to make a brach on everything you do." Yochel yeyeshev a bottle. A person can decide. Listen, if the Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to have, let it happen by itself. Talmud loyme o brachticho mechol asher tase. The soid in this world is chelo maasir. We have to do, and this is a chelik of us. And Navada, this is the right outlook for life. The problem starts when we start believing. Loisasu lachem elilim. When we start believing in the ishtadlus, we start believing in our hatzlocha that it's taka, we did it. I've had the Rebbeinu Shalom help, but at the end of the story, I did it. And this is the wrong outlook. The Rebbeinu Shalom does everything. We have to do the part. And the way he set up this world, that we have to do it that way. Thus is the Elster Pasuk. That means Rashi, when he goes to the explanation, he only explains till Shavsoyse. He says, Hoyl v'rabi migal harayis, Hoyl v'rabi avid avayis kichovim, Hoyl v'rabi mechal shabbos. But he didn't, Rashi did not explain what's Tom Mikdash Tiro. So the emphasis is, it's very interesting, the Sfon of an oath, he says, and the Mikdash Tiro in this pasuk here, he's referring to both the Knesset and both the Midrash Shechutz Loretz, because we're talking here by Ayid with the situation going, and this is with the Meir Mikdash, that even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash itself, which we can't learn the full respect to the Rebbeinu Shleilom in the Beis HaMikdash itself, because the Beis HaMikdash had a Meir Yecholus, that when a person entered the Beis HaMikdash, the atmosphere itself pulled him into Avodas Hashem, that's the Yisoid Pashtas by see by Simchas Pesach Shavim, Mishom Shavim, Ruach HaKadosh. We said once, we explained once a Mishnah, the Gemara state, the Mishnah in Ovis state, Lo Yipilo Isha Mireach Psa HaKadosh. It says that a lady never miscarried on the smell of the wheat was a Moedi Gishmak smell. And normally a Mubaris Shericho is Machilinoi, so Afilu Yom Kippur, you tell her, you machil. And the Gemara says, on Yom Kippur, before Yom Achalah, you tell her it's Yom Kippur Ayom. And if she calms down, it's fine, and if she doesn't, you're allowed to give a tea. But the Gemara says that somebody who she didn't calm down is a Simon, this is a Zeru Rishon Mibotan, there's some bad characteristics in this, hidden in this child. And therefore, you can be Machalah. But even this child with the bad characteristics, of in Beis HaMikdash had the Nishmapel given. Because in Beis HaMikdash the Ashpa was so big that even the Uber recognized how close we are to the Rebbeinu Shleilom and had the right outlook to our life. And this is the mile from the Beis HaMikdash itself. Is that when it exists, so we had somewhere to recharge our batteries, as we'd call it. But today, from Vuz on with us, it does stay to Mikdash Yitzhiro. Is this the Bet Knesset Bechutz Loretz, but the Knesset was in Midrash. So the Duchzach, and the Pshat in this whole last pasuk is, that the Rebbeinu Shleilom is giving us the way, how do we survive in a Goyish's fever. So the Rebbeinu Shleilom gives us the ingredients, there's three things which give us the koyach to survive, when we switch and goyim, where the influence, the street works against us, tries to uproot whatever we have in our hearts. So the pasuk says, the first thing is, a person is not allowed to idolize anything besides the Rebbeinu Shleilom itself. The second thing which a person must have is to make sure that the Shabbos, the Yomim Tovim, are kept in the fullest. Because in the time when a person has Shabbos, so he disconnects from Takafun. The tachlis from Shabbos is to go away from the metzias of Rachticha Shatasa. The first 6 days of a week are the 6 days where we do, where we have to do, and we're not potter without it. But Shabbos is Melach Tocha Asuya. This is where we set back, everything is done. We disconnect from all these types of ishtadlis, and then we can be shoyev. This is where we can withdraw the koiches of looking at this world. This is me'ein olam haba. This is the koich from me'ein olam haba. The Shabbos has the koich to give us the right outlook to realize what real life is. The real life is the connection of the Rebbeinu Shleilom, which a person is metal. You know, not even how to speak diburim shel choil. You don't even speak about something which is negein choil. With Shabbos is metonish leinen. You know, not allowed to read divrim el chomis. That goes to Shaila, if you're allowed to leave, to read only Afshem because of Oynik Shabbos. That means is a person on Shabbos should be completely disconnected from what this world is all about and completely immersed in what the Rebbeinu Shleilom wants from him. Avad v'krosel Shabbos Oynik, this is a chelik from the mitzvah. A person is tiny because of the covered Shabbos. So this itself is also part of Shabbos. So the Yisoid of Shabbos is a complete disconnection, and this is where we draw our koiches for during the week to withstand these winds which are trying to blow against us. And this is the second ingredient which the Rebbeinu Shleilom made, is a shabsoisa tishmeru, hang on to the Shabbos and keep them properly. And if you keep them properly, this will give you the koach that even when we're finished with Shabbos, and we turn back, we enter the real, which we call the real world, which is not the real world, when we go back to the world which we are living in, we will have the koaches to respect and to value each value, the values there should be. What is choshev, what is not choshev. Does it the shabsoisa tishmeru. And the third ingredient is mikdash itiro. A person has to have, besides that on Shabbos he has a day of complete disconnection. A person has to have completely a connection to a Mikdoshi. He has to have his Beis HaKnesses or his Beis HaMedrash, which this is the place where he forgets, even during the Yemei HaMaisa, where he comes, he disconnects himself for the time being when he is there, which he tries here to do, to serve the Rabbeinu Shleinu Neto and disconnect himself completely from what's out of the Beis Medrash. This is the third ingredient which helps us to overcome the Ashpoh Mibuchutz when the Kisasik Yad Gelt, the Toish of Imoch, when the Goy is on top of us and we are Avodim Kilu to the Mishpachas Gelt, to the nations of the world. So the Rabbeinu Shleinu tells us there's three ingredients. The first, never idolize what they're idolizing. Second of all, person, keep your Shabbos, keep yourself a day, which that day you disconnect yourself from that type of world. And the third thing, even on the days when you are working, keep yourself a place, which in that place you connect properly. And this is the three things which help us. It's a shame if we keep them properly, the bench will help us, Taka, and we'll deserve to see the base and make this with the felt.
Who says these things?
Yeah.